would it be acceptable if you said Aunt Lizzie every now and then acts a little queer?
Yeah. Nutty, but you wouldn't say nutty about her. Man, if you're talking about a man, you might say nutty.
So that word queer, has that changed meaning?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, we'd had another meeting, but it wouldn't be, you wouldn't put it in that connotation at all. Whether gay or something like that, yeah. You know, I don't mean that.
What do you call these places some people get on their arms, got a kind of a lump with a big core in it?
Got a boil, carbuncle.
What's the difference?
Well, a carbuncle is a very much more exaggerated ailment than the boil. The boil junk can be cured up by just local means in a short period of time. Carbuncle is deep-seated and requires a little bit more expertise to handle.
What do you call this white, bitter-tasting powder that people used to take?
Quinine.
Right. Did you ever have any of that?
Yes, obviously I raised on it. Calomel and quinine. I ain't any bigger than I am. Children fever, calomel and quinine, synonymous. You had children fever, you got calomel and quinine.
Is that pretty rough stuff?
My daddy used to send me to the hills to his sister every summer, and a lot of summers, to get the malaria out of my system. And as soon as I'd get over there, they'd go to dosing me on calomel and quinine. About 30 days, I'd be cured up and ready to go. Have a big time the rest of the summer.
Have you ever heard of anything called crowd flesh?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, that's flesh that is not sound and it's not rooted really in the growth of the body. It's kind of a like the mistletoe on a tree. It's just there taking part of your sustenance, but it's not really part of your body. It's something that it comes on as an afterthought of the body.
What about, have you heard of a disease that causes your skin and eyeballs to turn yellow?
Yeah. Jaundice. Yellow jaundice.
What about one that children used to get? They get sores in their throat and their throat would close up?
Yeah.
Suffocate?
Yeah. Diphtheria.
And if somebody's had his appendix out, he might have had an attack of
appendicitis.
What would you call the ceremony for a dead person? You say you're going to this.
Well, we wouldn't call it a wake. A lot of people call it a wake. You mean sitting up at night with them? Or going to a funeral?
Sure. Wakes would be the period before that?
The wake would be where you went and set up with them the night before, set up with the body. Or an Irish wake, they call it. And that was, an Irish wake means that several people go at the same time and they really have a good time. They go in the dining room and they eat and they drink a little and talk and they keep one another awake and they forget about the really what they're there for.
What about the people who are dressed in black? You say they're in
mourning.
Is that still done around here?
Well, I don't think they go for it much now. I don't think they do. Not popular.
What about if somebody ate something that disagreed with them and it came back up? You say he had to...
Oh, disagreed with them, maybe they threw up, regurgitated.